You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 416.
On Flopcast.net.
Kevin and Cornflake like to have coffee and cartoons, and so they turned on their microphone and made a Flopcast just for you, might be. Sorry, they'll still turn your sad frown upside down. Coming at you live from Chicken Town.
Yes, yes. Hello, Cornflake.
Kevin, hi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm okay. I miss you, though. I'm glad we still get to hang out here on the Flopcast, but I miss Chicken Town, and I miss you.
This is like week six or something of doing this, I think. I've lost track.
Give or take.
Yeah. Again, we're just trying to keep this crazy little show going just for you through these horrifying times. That's the idea. This is going to be a short one today, just a quick catch up, goof around show, and then we shall move on. So let's do it, Cornflake. Get us started with National Whatever Day.
National Whatever Day!
On the 28th of April, he's turning 70 years old. We're talking about Jay Leno. A happy Flopcast birthday for National Whatever Day to Jay Leno.
Okay, Jay is 70, or will be 70 this week. How about that?
Yeah.
Jay Leno. I guess the obvious question is, are you a fan of Jay Leno?
I didn't have enough of a chance to really watch him much. I would occasionally catch him, so never really got to form an opinion.
Yeah, I get that. Well, I have many opinions.
Yes, you do.
I was a fan of Jay Leno way back in the 80s. From the Letterman show. I think we've talked about this before, but Jay was a frequent guest on Late Night with David Letterman back in the 80s, and he would come on and just destroy the place. He was a fantastic stand-up comedian, and he'd come on Letterman like once a month or so back then.
Oh, I did not know that.
They were old buddies from the Comedy Store back in Los Angeles, and even by the mid-80s, he was being groomed by NBC to become a late night star in his own right. And he started guest hosting The Tonight Show, and then, of course, eventually took over when Johnny Carson retired. As a Tonight Show host, I was not a big fan of Leno. That's when you really got the watered down, you know, appeal to middle America.
Yeah.
Doing the generic monologue every night and the softball interviews with celebrities. And not for me. So I never really watched much of Leno's Tonight Show. I have seen Jay Leno in person twice. I was trying to remember if this ever came up before. So the second time was not terribly interesting. It's just that I went to see him perform stand-up. And again, he was great. The first time I saw Jay live was that, did we talk about this on the show when I ran into him on the street?
I love this story. Yes.
Okay, we did. Well, I'll tell it again then. Why not?
Yay!
I was in Boston with my dad to see a Red Sox game. And before the game, we were in a pizza place in Kenmore Square, kind of around the corner from Fenway Park. And we noticed a big crowd on the street. I think my dad stepped outside and then came back in and said they're filming a commercial. Anyway, we had our pizza pie, and when we left, we kind of looked over at the commercials being shot out on the street, and I immediately recognized Jay Leno. Not super well known at the time, except to, you know, comedy nerds like me knew who he was. But most people didn't. My father certainly did not know who Jay Leno was. Jay was filming commercials for the Boston Globe, the newspaper, and they were just grabbing people from the crowd, and Jay would just interview them. And he was just kind of improv interviewing people and kind of talking about the Globe a little bit, but then just asking questions about people's lives and trying to be funny and just doing a quick little improv. That was the wacky concept for Boston Globe commercials with Jay Leno. And they're signing people up. There was somebody with a clipboard was, hey, do you want to be in a commercial? And They signed up my dad. They could not take me because I was under 18.
Oh.
So I was not allowed to participate. I did get Jay's attention accidentally at one point, though. In between shooting, he was just kind of standing around. And I noticed he was looking at me. And I realized he was looking at my shirt because I was wearing a Leave It to Beaver t-shirt.
Oh, cool.
I was such a geek nerd fan of Leave It to Beaver that I used to wear this Leave It to Beaver t-shirt all the time back then. Just had a picture of Wally and Beaver, and it said Wally and Beaver. That was my shirt. And I noticed, yeah, Jay was staring at my Leave It to Beaver t-shirt. Anyway, when it was my dad's turn to be interviewed, it was awful. It was a terrible interview. My dad was just being deadly serious about the Boston Globe, and Jay was like tap dancing, trying to make something funny out of this interview. And my dad had no idea that it was supposed to be funny. He had no idea that he was speaking with a
comedian,
stand-up comedian. And yeah, Jay could get nothing out of my dad that would be possibly usable in a commercial. I was amused anyway. But that was our wacky encounter with Jay Leno on the mean streets of Boston. Anyway, yeah, happy birthday. Happy 70th, Jay Leno.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Why not? Anything else happening with you lately? Do a little quick catching up. What are you up to?
Well, I had some fun this past weekend.
That is no longer allowed.
Well, in that case,
cut it out.
I was breaking all the rules, Kevin.
You rebel. What'd you do?
I got a message from our friend Angela, and she said her partner, Joey, had created a way to play a game that sometimes you and I play at conventions with our friends. We've talked on this show about Boob Tree before, which is a drawing game. You get your friends all in a circle and everybody's got a stack of papers in front of them that they can draw on, and everybody writes an expression, some words on a paper. And then you pass your stack of papers to the next person. They look at the expression, they put it to the bottom of the pile, and they draw a picture of what that expression is supposed to be. And then the stack moves off to the next person who looks at the picture and describes it in an expression and then passes it to the next person, and it gets all the way around the circle, and you see what you started out with for an expression and then what you end up with. So that is the long and short of Boob Tree. Yes?
That's it. Yeah. And yeah, we call it Boob Tree.
Right.
Which I assume dates back to at some point someone must have drawn something that looked like a tree with boobs.
Well, yeah, Joey figured out a way to program it. They computerized it.
It's a game that we've always played at conventions, just sitting in a circle, a group of friends. But Joey is some kind of mad computer genius.
Yes.
And found a way to make a workable online version of Boob Tree. So you played some Boob Tree?
And it was amazing. Yeah, I had to see it to believe it, because I thought, well, how do you play on the computer? Because I got an invitation to play. I had a stack of paper and some Sharpies, and I thought I was going to be taking pictures and uploading them.
Right.
And Joey made this amazing program, and I was playing with Angela, Joey, Mad Mike, Mrs. Mad Mike, the great Luke Ski, and Mr. Tuesday, Blasted Bill, and Carrie playing Boob Tree all Saturday afternoon. And Kevin, I can't remember the last time I laughed so hard. Really brightened up my self-isolation. How about you?
Well, I got a little surprise for you. Apparently, I'm guessing you were not aware of this, but just a few days ago, I got sucked into this exact same online Boob Tree game. I played some Boob Tree too.
Oh, wow. Fun.
Yeah. I was chatting with our friend Carrie, Carrie Dalby, and she suddenly wrangled me into a late night round of Boob Tree. So I can confirm that, yeah, Joey has come up with a workable online way to play Boob Tree. I don't think it's available anywhere. I think you just have to know Joey.
So everybody, make friends with Joey.
Yeah, so sorry, everybody. I just realized our poor listeners are like, terrific, let's do this. But yeah, I played with Blasted Bill and Carrie and Kyle and Lindsay and Joey and maybe one or two more people, I think. Had a great time.
So that was my fun recently.
All right, I guess that concludes catching up with Kevin and Cornflake. The answer is Boob Tree.
It's the mighty fine answer we got there.
Oh, here's a segue. Speaking of boobs.
Oh, here we go.
for your online entertainment. Actually, as we're recording right now, because I caught a few minutes of this, then I bailed out to do the Flopcast. But our friend Nikki Luparelli is hosting an online comedy variety show called Nikki's Boob Tube.
Nice.
The first episode was just done tonight as we record. And this is through the Comedy Studio. So I think it's if you go to the Comedy Studio's Facebook page or whatever, you should be able to find it. But yeah, I was watching a little bit of it right before we recorded. And some other friends of ours are involved as well, because they were showing some goofy short videos that I believe Ken Reed created for them. Ken from TV Guidance Counselor, and our buddy Mark Gallagher, local madman Mark Gallagher, contributed a very strange comedy film as well. And so they're kind of showing little clips and various things, and Nikki is hosting the whole thing live. It was fun. Hopefully they'll do it again. So everybody go to the Comedy Studio and check out Nikki's Boob Tube.
Very cool.
But I turned it off because I wanted to talk to you here on the Flopcast.
Thank you.
Nobody's ever looked away from Nikki's boobs before. It finally happened.
It's as if you possess some sort of magical power.
Yes, that must be it. What I wanted to do with you tonight, real quick, is something we haven't done in a while. So I thought, you know what? Let's do it. That is the pudding pages.
Ah, yeah.
Wanted to keep things short and simple tonight and yet get in a quick little Flopcast segment. So how about the pudding pages? Because that's simple enough. All we need to do is fire up our supercomputer. It will generate a random number. We shall turn to that page in our book of stuff from the 70s and 80s. It's a book called Whatever Happened to Pudding Pops. That's why we call the segment the pudding pages. I have the supercomputer fired up right now. It's ready to go. It's going to give me a random number. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
You're at a safe distance from this giant, angry, constantly overheating, sparking, dangerous fire hazard of a supercomputer. Because we're recording remotely, you're fine. I may not survive, but that's how committed I am to the pudding pages.
I feel a little guilty leaving that problem on your hands.
As you should. Here we go, Cornflake. We are turning to page 47.
47 sounds like a good number. Don't prove me wrong now.
I have the book here. I'm turning to page 47. And we kind of stumbled into another Flopcast segment.
Did we?
Yeah.
Chickens?
It's not chickens.
Chickens from the 80s. I figured not.
Yeah, this book does not contain a page about capes or apes. It does contain a page. Page 47 is Dynamite Magazine.
Whoa. It's like they knew.
It's like they knew we were coming for them. Because, yeah, that's another regular thing we do from time to time is pull out an old issue of Dynamite Magazine and we flip through it and we analyze and break down everything in it. But, yeah, this is a page about dynamite.
Oh, my goodness. Just the mere mention of it, I'm trying to imagine what kids would be writing these days if they were soliciting bummers to Dynamite Magazine.
Oh, yeah. We're all living through the ultimate dynamite bummer of all time right
yeah,
now, aren't we?
We are.
Don't you hate it when everything's ruined? Yeah. Just a hard stop right there. There's your magazine.
Yep.
This says, Highlights was okay for flipping through in the dentist's waiting room, but hipper preteens signed up for Dynamite Magazine. And yeah, Dynamite, we all got it through the Scholastic Book Club back then. You'd sign up for it, you know, through the school.
They don't need to dunk on Highlights, though. Come on. Highlights was good.
You're a fan of Highlights?
I was totally a fan of Highlights. No need to, like, you can equally appreciate them. Don't you think Highlights had its place?
I disagree. You should not equally appreciate Highlights and Dynamite.
Oh.
Now, Dynamite versus Bananas, now we can have a conversation.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Versus Highlights, come on.
Well, yeah. Highlights wasn't for the cool, the mod kids.
No, it's for six-year-olds. We've moved on, you and I. We're mature enough
for Dynamite
Magazine. There's a picture in the book of a Dynamite issue with the Welcome Back Cotter cast is on the cover.
they really had cool articles on the stars of the time.
Yes, you don't get cooler than Welcome Back, Cotter. This mentions Sean Cassidy and Farrah Fawcett. People like that would be on the cover. I don't have our stash of dynamites. It's around here somewhere here in the studio. As I look around, I don't know where our dynamites are hiding these days. I'll have to find them. They must be hiding in a box somewhere. But we have not turned to dynamite in several months. But I know there are a lot of Star Wars covers, obviously, and Mork and Mindy would be on the cover. All our favorites, the Facts of Life girls.
The Facts of Life was what I was thinking of, yes. And it would have posters sometimes inside, right?
Oh, the posters were ridiculous, yeah. And the ones that we have, that we use here on the show, we acquired secondhand, of course. So it's always a pleasant surprise, any posters that survived from 40 years ago. Oh, this even mentions Magic Wanda.
Oh, we love Magic Wanda because we totally don't understand her at all.
The worst magic tricks, and there was like this hippie chick.
Because it's either not really a magic trick or there's no way you can replicate what on earth she's doing.
Right. It was either really stupid or so complex that there's no way a kid could pull it off. That was Magic Wanda.
That's Magic Wanda.
But sure, there's that little cartoon vampire with the puzzles. We always enjoy that. The book mentions bummers as well. It says getting one of your bummers published was the grade school equivalent of having a cartoon bought by the New Yorker.
That's when you knew you made it.
Yeah, this does mention Bananas as well. I think Bananas was skewed towards a slightly older teen audience, just barely though. Dynamite, I remember that I was surprised when we looked up Dynamite that it ran into the 90s, and this book confirms it, that Dynamite lasted until 1992, which I find shocking. It made it into the grunge era.
Just barely.
Did Kurt Cobain appear on the cover of Dynamite?
So do you think grunge put an end to Dynamite?
That's what killed Dynamite, yes. Yes.
Wow.
Could we... I'm trying to imagine now, because it's been so long since we looked at Dynamite, and now I feel like we should, but you're all the way over there, wherever you are, and I'm over here, so how can we flip through a magazine together? I'll have to, like, scan.
Now you're talking. That's a way to do it.
Yeah, maybe I'll capture some images out of Dynamite and send them to you.
Or I wonder if there's some kind of like online repository.
That's possible as well. All right, maybe we'll work out an online remote edition of a Dynamite magazine review here on the Flopcast.
I've been checking out things from my local library online because the electronic library is still online. So maybe a library has them.
They don't have Dynamite at the library. Well, maybe we'll do that then. You know, why should we be deprived of Dynamite here in the quarantine era?
I think it's what we need most right now.
Yeah, I can hook you up with some some scans that we can review together remotely. Let's do that.
Yes.
There, I just fixed everything. All right. There's the pudding pages.
Beautiful.
No reason to restore civilization. We figured out a workaround. We're fine.
And I'm so glad we did.
All right, we said we were going to keep it short, so let's keep it short. Cornflake, let's wrap up.
Okay, flopcast.net is our website, and we're on facebook.com/flopcast. We're on Twitter. Our handle is @flopcast, and don't forget about Instagram, the_flopcast.
That's where to find us, and you can find us a couple of other places as well, because I have a couple of quick podcast notes to share, some other places, other podcasts where you can find us. Couple of places. Well, we mentioned Luke and Carrie earlier, some of our buddies that we like to play boob tree with, you know. Luke and Carrie have a podcast, of course, a sister podcast of ours here at the Flopcast, and that's Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport. And it comes out very infrequently these days, but it does still come out a couple times a year, perhaps, when they have time to get an episode together. And when Bad Rapport comes out, they make up for how long it's been, because Bad Rapport episode 138, it's about 4 hours long.
It goes on forever.
It essentially goes on forever.
Infinitely long.
And anyway, I was online chatting with Carrie in the middle of the night a few nights ago, as well as Blasted Bill. I think Blasted Bill had gathered a bunch of us together for a little online chat in the middle of the night. And Luke was there, and Carrie was there, and so it turned into an impromptu bad rapport podcast recording session. So not the whole 4 hours, but somewhere in the middle there's, I don't know, a half hour or so with a bunch of us, Bill and Luke and Carrie and me and Clark, and we are just yammering away about silly things in the middle of the night. So if you dive into the latest episode of Bad Rapport, number 138, you can find us in there somewhere, surrounded by 4 hours of Bad Rapport goodness. Check that out. And the other podcast notice we have for you today is another Patreon bonus episode of the Flopcast is available now. It's been months.
Yeah.
Since we found the time to make a bonus episode of the Flopcast. But guess what? We somehow found the time. So this is Flopcast Weird Extra Bonus Episode 7. It's available through the ESO Network's Patreon account. So if you support our network on Patreon, you can get our latest extra Flopcast episode. You can get all the extra Flopcast episodes through ESO's Patreon, as well as a bunch of other bonus podcasts from other corners of the ESO Network. But the latest extra Flopcast episode, it's what we call Movies with the Mayor, because we've done a few of these now, but it's me and the mayor of Chickentown. We watch a movie, and then we discuss it. And the movie that we watched was a good one, and appropriate for us, especially since we were obsessed with the 80s, and last year we watched all the Meatballs movies, all those summer camp goofy Meatballs movies, and this time we watched from 1980 a very different summer camp movie, Little Darlings. Ever see that one, Cornflake?
I have not seen that one.
I had somehow never seen it either. The mayor, Felicity, had seen it many times, many years ago. This is one that somehow had eluded me, lo, these 40 years. Well, I finally caught up to it. We watched Little Darlings. Yeah, it stars Tatum O'Neill and Christy McNichol and a whole bunch of other people. Oh, Matt Dillon is in it as well. So cool cast. And it's these, you know, wacky teens getting in all sorts of trouble at summer camp. Very sweet kind of coming-of-age movie. Very funny, borderline inappropriate here and there. So, you know, two big thumbs up for Little Darlings. And we had a fun conversation all about it. That was our latest extra bonus Flopcast episode. So if you go to esonetwork.com, you can click on a link for Patreon and get all the details there on how you can support this silly little network of ours and get rewarded for doing so. Cornflake, that'll do it for us, I think. You good?
I'm good.
Let's get out of here. Everybody, be safe. Be good. You know we're thinking of you. Feel free to reach out if you want to chat about anything in these crazy times. We're here for you. See you next week.
Peace and cookies.
We are the Cigar Nerds Podcast. Do you like cigars? Great! We've reviewed cigars while talking about movies, TV shows, science, and pop culture news. What? You don't like cigars? Great! Because we also talk about science, movies, TV shows, and whatever's going on in the news. It's what we do. We smoke cigars, and we know things. Find us on CigarNerdPodcast.com. We're also on the ESO Network.
And welcome to the Secret After Show. Oh, hello. Oh,
look at this. Secret After Show time.
Hey, I have something for the Secret After Show.
Oh, lay it on me.
It suddenly occurred to me. We were just doing all those podcast plugs. A couple more podcast things coming up. These are shows that are not yet out, but will be out soon. And this is an exclusive just for you Secret After Show people. Also on the ESO Network Patreon account, we're launching a new Patreon exclusive show called ESO Bored Silly.
Oh my.
And this is bored as in the board of directors for our podcast network, because not to brag, Cornflake, but I'm on the board of directors.
I know. You are such a big deal.
Are you impressed?
Every day. All day, every day, Kevin and I am impressed.
But, you know, we have regular meetings, monthly meetings approximately, the board of directors, which is Mike and Mike from Earth Station 1, and Dr. Scott from Dr. Geek's Laboratory, and Mary from Earth Station Who, and then there's me from here on the old Flopcast, you know, we're the board of directors. And what we did was we thought, you know, when we do these meetings, let's also make a podcast. And that'll be an exclusive for Patreon. So it's called ESO Bored Silly. We recorded the first episode already. I don't think it's out yet, but I'm sure it will be out very soon. And we're going to try to keep doing this approximately monthly. So there you go. If you want to just hear ESO people goofing around, this is your big chance.
You'll be getting exactly what you've always hoped for.
Yes, so that's coming soon. And additionally, there's another new podcast in the works. I was personally working on this just a couple of days ago. So this is something that I have a hand in, but I do not appear on it, but other friends of ours do. It's coming out soon, and we're going to definitely give you all the details about it when it is officially unleashed upon the world. I will give you a hint, though. If you've been listening to recent Flopcast episodes carefully, you probably know what show I'm talking about. So just an update that, yes, it's coming soon.
Cool.
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about, Cornflake?
Not usually, no.
But in this case, yes. Yes, you did. First time for everything.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the T Public Store, which can all be found at ESONetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.